It doesn't matter what you're doing, but whatever the goal is in front of you, it's always very valuable to work together with your team, your coaches, and not only work together with them, but understand their perspectives. Understand where each person is coming from and understand how that fits into reaching whatever goals you have for yourself. And blending these perspectives and putting your heads together, that is usually what helps you to keep continuing to progress and keep on improving to achieve those goals. So that's what I'm going to share today. And this is actually going to be an ongoing, hopefully recurring segment that you're going to hear very candid, organic conversations. These are unplanned. And it's all about blending the perspectives between myself and one of my good friends and great athlete, Yancy Medeiros. So listen in on this conversation. And I think a lot of athletes and coaches will be able to relate to the perspectives we're sharing, but also how we blend that and meld that together to really help to optimize performance. Welcome to the HNL Movement Podcast, where everything is geared to leveling up your performance in activities, sports, and life. Join me in my professional journey as I share my knowledge and experiences while also learning from professionals, colleagues, clients, and you with one goal in mind: how to optimize human performance. This is the right place to learn how a multidimensional approach will sustain the performance and lifestyle you desire. Welcome back, everyone, to the HNL Movement Podcast. For all of my new listeners out there, you're in the right place to hear about all of these topics, strategies, tips, and conversations, all dealing with optimizing human performance. And for all of my returning listeners, thank you again for tuning in for another episode. And for everyone out there, if you haven't heard some of the previous episodes, go check them out on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. There's been a lot of great guest interviews, guests who've come on, shared their stories, their journey, experiences, something that we can learn from and relate to in some shape or form. And also a lot of solo episodes where I cover a bite-sized chunk of some aspect dealing with human performance, whether that's rehabilitation, injury prevention, strength and conditioning, performance training, or anything else that really helps us to get that competitive edge and improve how we're performing. In addition to this podcast, go check out all of my other free content on my social media channels. Everything across the board can be found at HNL Movement, and also check out my YouTube channel as well. There's a lot of video highlight clips of these guest interviews, and also I'm working on a lot more things coming down the pipeline, so stay tuned for more. And if you're finding value or benefit from any of these episodes or the content that I put out there, be sure to share it with family, friends, coaches, teammates, colleagues, anyone else that will find value from it and help them to elevate their performance along their journey. If you have any comments, questions, feedback, be sure to interact with me on social media. Again, everything across the board can be found at HNL Movement. So today's episode is unique, and this is going to be something that we're going to try to do a recurring segment on this episode, just talking story, organic conversation between Yancy and I. And this is the first segment of this episode. And I'll also post up the same segment on all social media channels so you can check out some of the video content that matches what you're listening to. And before we jump in, if any of you have questions or things that you want us to talk about, feel free to leave a comment, give us some feedback, provide some questions, and we'd be more than happy to provide some insight and perspectives around that topic or that question. So without saying anything more, I'll play the introduction as to what we're doing here, what this segment is all about, and I'll follow that up between the first topic question that we discussed, and that will be today's podcast episode. So let's jump straight into this one and enjoy this episode. All right, welcome back, everyone. So we always have a lot of conversations during training sessions, outside of training sessions, whatever it is, about random stuff too, right? But it all usually deals with something that you're doing with training, something you're doing to get better at fighting or improve yourself, right? Or take care of your body more. So what we thought of is just literally putting up the camera. This is not planned. And just having some more conversations that we normally have and just recording it, because again, it's not saying that we have a lot of good conversations or opinions, but it's just sharing some of this with other athletes. I think because you can probably relate to a lot of this, or you can find different ways to help your performance, right? So what we're gonna do, I don't know, we're joking around a little bit and you're like, oh, we should call this Yin and Yancy, right? Because it really is balancing each other out, I think. You know, we do a pretty good job with that. But it's also
blending our perspectives, right? And kind of making it work together to help you as an athlete, right? So, I mean, do you have any thoughts about that? And we're not trying to get controversial or anything like that. Yin and Yang, we haven't thought too much in depth about
that's
this.
That's just me just saying yes. Random stuff over here. Every time we're training, yep. Andrew's, you know, one thing I always admire about Andrew is he's always proper, he's very respectful, and he's professional in his field. And for me, I like to be the one-off in those fields where I can just like, wow, this guy, if there was the military unit, right, and there's this, that, I'm the commander that's wearing slippers and not with his hair, right, like there's that one-off in the group, like I feel like I'm always that person in the groups of like, you know, I guess just a little bit of a different shade,
yeah.
Right? Or a little bit of a different spice to the whole meal. Of
that
things,
is
yeah.
Genuinely you, right?
Like, yeah, like there's a lot of things where it's always truthful, and I feel like me being able to travel the world, like, and I'm at home now, I can understand boundaries, and I know what's allowed or what isn't. And then if it isn't, like, people are gonna tell me, and we can have this respect and an understanding about it, yeah, so. I'm always trying to crack jokes when we're in here and I'm training with Andrew, you know.
There's a lot of jokes.
There's a lot of jokes. And, oh, it's all said sometimes. And I'm like, hey, it's just me. And I feel like there's a lot of people can, I guess, listen and learn and just laugh at.
Yeah.
You know, and just, I think those are very things that we're having these talks because it's all very stimulating for me and you when you see your clients when I'm doing my training or living my life outside of this.
Yeah. So what you can expect, hopefully we're gonna keep doing this, you know, we'll have a bunch of topics. Maybe for those of you watching out there, if you have questions or things that you want us to talk about or share our perspectives or opinions, you know, we'll be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, get raw. Ask them some gritty questions because I like truth.
Like the truth. But the bottom line is that I think what's interesting about this is you coming from you're currently a professional athlete, still competing, right? I'm coming from the side where, yes, I've been around athletics my whole life, but trying to share that insight as to what's going to be the best or most beneficial for you, not only now to perform, but also in the long term. Where I know a lot of times the athletes, right, it's what is right in front of me, how do I make the most of it or get the best performance right now, right? And this is where I think our perspectives blend a little bit because I'm sharing insight, not only looking at your well-being and performance right now, but also in the long term, right, after you're done with your career. So it's gonna be interesting because you'll hear from an athletics perspective or athlete perspective, a lot of insights that probably a lot of athletes think about, right? And you're also here from the professional aspect, some of the insights that, you know, we're trying to get you to see or perspectives that we're trying to share.
Broaden the horizon.
Yeah, and we're gonna blend that and, you know, integrate it into one perspective. And this is usually how it ends up. Both of us are doing something that we feel good about for your performance, right? So I think that's the conversation that you can look forward to. And again, it will be anything that we think of for that segment, that day, or whatever you guys ask as well.
Yeah, it can be random as hell too. I try and put it around health and fitness and being functional.
Awesome. So stay tuned for more. Listen into a lot of these segments. If you relate to it, give us some feedback. Interact with us on social media or wherever this goes up. I don't even know where it's going to go.
I will reply.
Yeah, he will reply. He has some funny funny responses to a lot of things. So stay tuned for all of that. Okay, what's up, everybody? We're back with another segment, or whatever we call this, of Yin and Yang Tea. Blending our perspectives again from an athlete and practitioner or coach perspective. And actually, I have a question this time, a topic for us today. And I think any coach and athlete will be able to relate to this. So my question for you is, from your perspective, right? I know there's been many times with us, I'm sure there's many times with, you know, at Gracie Technics, at strength and conditioning, at someplace else. What helps you when you're getting coached on something that you're not getting immediately? Meaning that if you're making a correction or something, you know, whatever it is, can be striking, whatever, you try to make this correction and it's like, you understand, but you physically being able to do it, or you know, do the changes that we're coaching you. For me too, right? Do that at the level that you want. What helps you to progress better, or you know, how do we need to deliver the message or the instruction, or how do we make you learn faster?
First and foremost, bro, is reps.
Yep.
Right? You never want to get better at running if you're just thinking about it. Yeah. You gotta put the road work in, right? And you gotta run, right? You wanna be better at punching, bro, punch that punching bag.
Yep.
Right? Exactly. And then you're gonna understand how to self-soothe, self-reflect, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like, I'll give a good example is that when I'm working with my striking coach, Coach Ivan, like, he's very... We have a relationship where I trust him, where he knows the best and worst parts of me.
Yeah.
Yep. My attributes, my skills, yep. You know, and like for me, like that's where I can trust him to see where you can bring up my best tools. Like I give him that role where like, oh, like, you know, like if you're going to a blacksmith, bro, that's my blacksmith. Mm-hmm. I'm going over there. She's going to one that's going to help me sharpen my sword, make sure it's all good, right? Like, knights, warriors, all samurais, all those guys, right? They have certain guys. I only go to that one. I go to him. Like, it's, I always try and relate it into those means of like, what I want to do. But I was ranting off so long that I forgot the main topic.
No, it was just what helps you to pick up.
Yeah, so I'm going with Ivan, and he's a perfectionist, right? And he taught me, like, he's not like practice makes perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect.
Yes, I agree. Yep.
Right? So, because, bro, I've been doing things for over a decade, and I wasn't practicing it with a different... I was practicing it with a different intent.
Yeah.
Right? I wasn't looking at it this way or a different perspective. And just practicing something with a different perspective changes so much.
Yep.
You know, you have a view of something, and you look at it a different way. You know what I mean? Looking at it from here and then looking at something like this. Bro, totally different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when I'm, like, trying to, like, see where my niece is and everything and then misplace something, like, it's hard for me to look like this. Like, get down and look where they're at, because that's where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Right? But I learned that from, you know, being in the moment with things. And, like, so with him, he would be teaching me. And I just wouldn't be getting it internally. I'm like, and he can see it too. We've been working so long already, and he doesn't care. He's just like, come on, guys, just keep going. And he just keeps repping it out until I get it. And then sometimes I'm like, okay, wait, coach. And I just freaking literally like just stop everything I do and I focus on my breathing, because I just feel like I'm getting too much input and I'm not getting enough output. I'm putting too much information in myself, my thoughts, I'm overthinking, you know. Yeah. Hey, just go back to breathing, bro. Like, do something that you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that we all forget that as humans, but especially athletes.
Yeah.
When you flow, bro, and you're in the zone, the breathing is second nature.
Yeah. You know, that's so interesting, because that's from your perspective, right? And this is the whole purpose of these conversations, right? Is one, where you get to share a lot, but like lending our perspectives, because there's a couple of things that I want to highlight out of there. And I think the first one is that you already said it. And even, you know, when we've had certain things that, you know, I can sense like, okay, you're not quite getting it, or maybe you're getting frustrated or overwhelmed or information overload, you know, paralysis analysis, whatever it is. That only came with time. Because that's the thing, like athletes, right? Sometimes you're like, oh, this coach just doesn't know how to teach me or doesn't know how to get me. Well, if you only knew that coach for a couple months, you gotta give the coach some leeway too, because you guys are still trying to figure out how to work best with each other, right? That's the first thing. I think you need to develop that relationship. So I can sense what's difficult for you or how to attack this a little bit, and you can also have that trust in me that,
yeah,
I understand what some of the things that you're trying to do is or whatever, right? It's just that relationship needs to build, and that gets better over seasons, over time, right?
Well, for me too, I already put myself in that, like, mindset, like I felt like you were gonna heal, like it was to better me, it wasn't just to better me as an athlete, like I was gonna get better, you know, inside and out. It's not just how I perform, it's how I do it outside when I'm home, when I'm, right, there's all these things that really, like, you know, like you don't get good without homework, you just, like,
exactly. And that's kind of the second point that I wanted to mention too, is that you said you started off by like, you just need to rep it out. And that's true. And then you said, you built off of that. You said, yeah, like Ivan, I think we have a lot of overlapping philosophies. You know, he came on and we talked to her on the podcast too.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, perfect practice is gonna what makes it ingrained, right? That you can replicate it. And like you said, I think not only with striking, right, a lot of the things that you do everywhere, your intent and your focus is different now. Like, you're doing it a little better, right? And I always give this example that, you know, like, whatever. Let's say you want to be a better basketball player, a better shooter, right? I can tell you, yeah, go to the court and shoot 100 free throws. Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
If you don't give a, you don't care if you make them or not, I can just throw up 100 free throws, right? And you could have literally made none of them.
Yeah.
But if you go over there and you're like, okay, I gotta fix something. This is why I'm missing short, or this is why I'm, you know, my release is funny or whatever. And you focus on that and you start making more free throws, that's the perfect practice, right, that you're talking about with anything.
Yeah.
So it's for the athlete and for the practitioner too, especially when you're here. And you know, sometimes it might be like, oh man, this is a lot. But I'm super anal about doing it correctly. Because like, and you've seen all the time, if it's like to the point where for that day, that's the most that you're going to do it correctly, then I'm not going to make you do some more, right? Because it's just going to be counterproductive at that point, right?
Yeah.
So it's, the coach needs to understand that, yes, you need reps, but not poor reps. You need to understand that, like, you need to be accountable for that too, right?
Yeah.
Listen to your body. And then I think the key thing from this whole conversation is that the better the relationship is between coach and athlete or whatever, right? I think that's what helps me to figure out how to coach you better, and you how to figure out or trust that I'm gonna coach you to help you get better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
but yeah, like for me, I use a lot of like analogies that help me just like, Say me, I'm a king and I have my kingdom. Mm-hmm. I have my councilman.
Yeah.
I have people that I need to trust, yep. Right? Because when I see things like that, I always see like businesses, corporations, they all have a top guy and they have a round table of people that you want to entrust and be able to build, because it's being in this career, bro, it's hard. It's very overwhelming to carry the weight of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, not even a king can do that, bro. Yeah. There's not one king that can run the kingdom by himself.
Yeah.
Right? It takes a team, right? And those are the things that I relate to. And it's like, oh, you need a good queen. You need good councilmen.
Yeah.
Right? So you can be the best king you can be for your kingdom.
Yeah.
Right? And in that sense, and everybody has a different dynasty. Mm-hmm. Right? Everybody has a different way they want to rule their kingdom and be a king, be an alpha. I'm going all back to those things again, right? And I think that's that part, right? And then for me, through the whole dynasty of me trying to be a king, like, there's ups and downs, but I was never unhappy.
Yeah.
Because I was always around good company.
Yeah.
I had people that actually cared for me. Right? Yeah. When I was down, they still genuinely loved me. Right? Yeah. You know, like, that's the difference. Like, there's a lot of people that can get into the higher end and can get washed up and washed out, bro.
Yeah.
Right? From the environment, and that's just what it is, and I learned that from that. So I was like, oh, I see who I would stay connected to, and it's like, going back to that, another analogy is like an orchestra.
Yeah.
Everybody, all my people, they all play a different instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
But they all help me tune and right? Like,
yeah.
So that's how I do it, bro. My fucking symphony is me. You know, like, I get like,
That is a perfect example, and this is completely off of where I wanted to go, but this is good, because like, that's very true. Like, you know, maybe we don't talk to each other a lot, but you're kind of the conductor that's orchestrating.
I have to, because it's my song.
Exactly.
And then it's my tune, bro, right?
I was playing some random thing, right? And then you had Ivan and everyone else playing their own thing. It would sound like chaotic.
I would do this to you, and it'd be like, bro, I just keep looking at you because you're not of sync with them, right? Like,
so the big, the bottom line of that, I think going back to like, you know, helping you as an athlete, right, is that one, we need to build that trust and everything, but you need to be, it's that two-way communication, I think. You need to be accountable and tell us how we can help you. You know, within reason, of course. Like, we're not just going to be your yes man, right? But at the same time, we're going to try to fit our piece of the puzzle to help you learn as best as you can. And the last thing that I want to say about this is, like, I think when you build this trust and relationship, that's positive, right? One, we can be very upfront and honest and blunt with each other when something's not working.
Yeah.
And we don't take it personally, right? Because we know that the intent is good. Like, if you tell me, you know what, this didn't feel good, this didn't work, like, I believe you.
And then you're going to ask me why, so you understand. Exactly. It's not, oh, why? Like, this works.
Exactly.
Oh, no, like, what? Like, because I was in the help of, like, for I'm the same way with people when I train or whatnot. Like, I could be training with Max right now. He's getting ready for a fight, right? And he has sparring days. And I'll just go there, bro, and he doesn't need me.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm just there because I can be, and I want to be there. Like, I know my role. If you don't need me in this role, I just here because, one, I'm going to get my training in. But in the same thing, too, like, I'm there for my boy. Whether he needs me or not, I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, that's not the role he needs me to play for his Juliana. Right? So I cannot personalize those things. I'm like, oh, like, that. I just learn and collect data, right? Because that helps me. Yeah. Like, hey, brother, hey, I'm always here. And if it's something that I failed to see, like, I'm going to try my best to see it better, right? And not going to be like, oh, get into these fields of, like, oh, I don't know why he don't like spark. I'm like, bro, it obviously doesn't need me, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, I don't see how people personalize that too much. Sorry.
No, I think that's like, before
I know my role, bro. Like, exactly. And everybody.
Everyone has a role, right? Yeah. And I think that's the thing with like athletes, right? You know, athletes of like any level, any age, right?
Yeah.
I think tying it back to everything, right? Is like, one, to be able to receive coaching or advice or whatever, I think you need a relationship. You guys need to develop a relationship between all of the coaches or who's helping you. And the second thing is that both ways, there has to be two-way communication, but both sides, it's not personal. Don't have like malintent or like try to like walk over people or put them down or be, you know, confrontational, I guess. It's just trying to communicate things honestly, openly, and not take it personal, and just know that you guys are all working together, like you said, like an orchestra, to create some type of
symphony
or music, right? Yeah, so I think that's the bottom line. Now, you have anything to add on to that?
No, just find the right people that know their roles and what they do, right? Like a freaking. A punter isn't gonna go and be a quarterback in the third quarter, bro, when they're down by 2 points. You know, however, like, right? They know their rules and what needs to be done. Like, you see what's going on, right? When third quarter is third and long, you know, it's fourth and long. What's happening?
Yeah.
There's a role to be played. Okay, the punter is probably gonna come in and do their job, right? There might be changed up in different situations.
Yeah.
For different times, there's different times called for different situations, but that's in life, that's the athletic
that's
part.
That's what it is, yeah. So anyway, hopefully that helped a lot of you guys, because from an athlete's perspective, from a coaching perspective, right, it's figuring out how to be on the same page, open communication to, you know, tell each other what you need and make it productive and all of that. And I think, I don't know, for me, the take-home point was that you need to build that relationship, because then that'll kind of build a platform and foundation for everything else that you can work on technical-wise. I can understand how to coach you. You can understand how to receive the coaching, right? You can communicate better and all of that. So
yeah,
I know that's a common theme with all athletes, that you run into that sometime where it's not the best relationship or not the best environment to be productive or, you know, coach you. So I think this is interesting perspectives from both of us. So anyway.
Well, it's mine. Yeah, it's real.
We don't know if this is the right way to do it. You know, we're just sharing some insights. So yeah, hopefully you can take in some of that. If you have any questions, comments, feedback for us, you know, we're just trying to share some perspectives. But feel free to contact us on social media or wherever you see this up. And other than that, stay tuned for more segments. Aloha.